You're listening to another episode of the Headset Advisor audio blog, where we help you to learn more about headsets, speakerphones, and video conferencing so you can make a more informed buying decision. Even if you're just doing research, this is the place for you. Now, here's your host and author, Doug Merritt.
Hi, and welcome to today's show. My name's Doug Merritt, and I'll be talking about a poly headset that's been around a while, but one that's still a solid choice for anyone who uses a desk phone or computer and really isn't looking for a wireless headset. I'm referring to the Poly HW540 convertible wired headset. And if you're not familiar with the term convertible headset, don't worry about that because I'll be talking about that a little bit later on. In the meantime, I do need to do a couple of things before we get into the details of the HW540. First, I'd like to thank you very much for taking time out of your day to check out this audio blog. I really appreciate you tuning in, and I hope you get some value from this particular episode. The other thing is, I do need to mention that we recorded a review of the Poly HW540 over on our YouTube channel. So, if you like watching videos rather than listening to blogs, then make sure to check it out over at the Headset Advisor YouTube channel. Just do a quick search for Poly HW540. You'll not only be able to see this headset, but you'll have the ability to hear how it sounds and how well it does to remove some different, and I might add annoying, background sounds. And if you do check it out, make sure to give it a thumbs up if you found it helpful. You might even consider subscribing to our YouTube channel because we're constantly releasing new product reviews and comparisons on all the latest headsets, speakerphones, webcams, and video conferencing gear. So subscribe today so you're always on top of all of the latest new tech tools. So if you're still listening, then let's check out this Poly HW540 headset to find out what it's all about. And by the way, Poly, in case you're unfamiliar, used to be referred to as Plantronics, but Plantronics and Polycom merged, and out of that came the name Poly. So just so you know. Anyway, ever heard of the term BLOT? That's B-L-O-T, which means bottom line on top. Well, in this case, the bottom line is the HW540 isn't new. It's actually been around for several years. Now, just because it isn't the latest and greatest doesn't mean the HW540 isn't a great solution. In the right situation, this may be the perfect solution for you. In spite of the fact that many businesses are migrating away from desk phones and towards computer-based communications, there are still a lot of companies using desk phones, and some of those companies also need to connect to a computer. They may be using desk phones for their voice communications and also using a computer-based video application. So whether you need a headset for your desk phone only or would like to use one with your phone and computer, the Poly HW540 is compatible either way. Out of the box, however, the HW540 comes with a quick disconnect, sometimes referred to as a QD, for connection to your desk phone. Now, keep in mind that you'll need one of two additional devices in order to make that connection to your phone. You might need an amplifier or adapter, as it's sometimes called, such as the Poly Vista M22, or if your phone has a modular headset port, then you'd need a quick disconnect to modular adapter cord to connect to that port. So keep this in mind if you end up buying one of these headsets, because I don't want you to be surprised when you receive it and then discover that you're not able to connect it to your phone. Connecting the HW540 to a computer, like when connecting to a phone, requires an optional cord. You'll need a quick disconnect to USB cable. And the last point I'd like to make on this subject is this. If you have questions about compatibility in particular, make sure to reach out to us here at Headset Advisor, and one of our trained, and I might add friendly, Headset Advisors will be happy to help you with any of your questions pertaining to compatibility and some of those different devices that you might need to make a connection. One of the big selling points of the HW540 is you get three uniquely different wearing styles all included. So what you get is a headband for those who prefer an over-the-head wearing style. It covers one ear, by the way. An earpiece for those who can't or don't want to wear a headband. And finally, you get a neckband for a behind-the-head wearing style. So what makes this attractive, you ask? Well, for starters, people generally like choices. And with the HW540, you get to choose from three different wearing styles, which I think is pretty cool. So the wearing choice that you make doesn't necessarily have to be the choice later on, because you can change from one wearing style to another. So for example, today you might want to start with an over-the-head style, but later on you can decide, well, maybe I'd like to try the earpiece or the neckband. So you've got those options. And if you're buying for a team, this is a slam dunk decision, because you don't have to poll your people to find out what wearing style that they prefer. So instead, you just simply deploy the HW540 and let them pick. This helps to make your job as a buyer a lot easier, because all the different parts are all interchangeable as well, so you'll have redundancy between team members. Moving on to sound quality, I'd like to share with you the results of our in-house microphone tests. And the sound quality is something that's always ranks high in all of our customer surveys. We break sound quality down into two categories. First, there's voice quality. And by that, I mean, how good does your voice sound when you're wearing this headset and you're in a quiet environment? This is important because you're going to know how you're going to sound when you're speaking to other people. And I'm pretty sure that everybody wants to sound as good as possible, and I might add professional for sure. The second area we test is the headset's ability to remove unwanted background noise. That too is broken down into a couple of categories, which are: one, how much background noise is reduced or eliminated, and two, how well the microphone does to maintain your voice quality when it's having to contend with that competing background noise. And by the way, the noise that we threw at any of these headsets that we test includes sounds like office noise, you know, all those stimulating coworkers of yours, or dogs barking, which is a big one for people who work at home. And of course, no test would be complete unless we put it up against our signature and very annoying blender test. This is a test where we place a blender 2 to 3 feet away from the headset, and with the bowl half full, we crank it up on high. Yes, most people that you and I know probably aren't going to be blending up a pitcher of margaritas when at work, but this is a great noise test for any headset. Now, coming up, I'm going to tell you how the HW540 performed in our tests, a little bit about its comfort, and finally, I'll share a couple of tips on how you can save money on one of these headsets. So stick around, because I'm coming right back.
If you're shopping for new headsets, then you probably know how hard it can be to find the right one. The choices, well, they just seem endless, which makes it hard to know which one to get. Fortunately, there's a new and easier way to find a compatible headset that's right for your situation. Just go to headsetadvisor.com/quiz, answer a few quick questions, and you'll be instantly matched with the perfect headset. Finding the right headset has never been easier. So go to headsetadvisor.com/quiz to find yours today. Now let's get back to the blog.
Okay, welcome back. Now, before the break, I mentioned the sound quality test that we put headsets through. So the question is, how did the Pauly HW540 do in those tests? Now, honestly, the HW540, in my opinion, did a great job. First, the audio quality of the microphone was very good. This means that you'll sound loud and clear and professional on your calls. Some headsets we've tested really don't sound that great, but that's not the case with the HW540. You can expect to sound good, consistently loud and clear, which is something that most everybody wants. Secondly, it did a much better job at removing those annoying noises that which is something that I really didn't expect from it, which isn't to say that I didn't expect it to sound good and remove a lot of noise. It just removed more noise than I expected. So I'd give the HW540 high marks on audio quality. The next thing that a lot of people want to know about, besides sound quality, is comfort. You know, comfort's a big deal. And if you don't believe me, just ask anyone who wears a headset all day long. Nobody, and I mean nobody, wants to go home at the end of the day in pain. Advil and Tylenol have their place, but not when it comes to relieving pain associated with an uncomfortable headset. A better option is to get a comfortable headset so pain relievers aren't needed. One of the main things that contribute to comfort of a headset is how much it weighs. We've tested a lot of mono, which is a single ear, headsets that weigh between 3 to 6 ounces, and some duo or double ear models can weigh as much as 10 ounces. Now, by comparison, the Poly HW540, when worn over the head, weighs just 1.1 ounces. And when you wear it over the ear or behind the head, it weighs even less at 0.77 and 0.84 ounces, respectfully. Now, I could give you a number of things that weigh about an ounce, as in the case of the mono wearing style, such as 6 sheets of paper or a slice of your favorite bread, and even less for other wearing styles, such as the earpiece or the neckband. But the main point here is that the HW540 is light, and really, to be honest, super light. And that's good news if you're interested in this headset and you spend a lot of time wearing one. The materials that Poly used when making the HW540 are lightweight, durable plastic that's been laser welded, and the headset includes metal joints. This means that the headset isn't just light, but it's strong, durable, and should give you a lot of good years of use. Overall, I really like the Poly HW540. If a wired headset for use with a desk phone or desk phone and computer is what you're looking for, then this is one that really needs to be on your short list. With it, you get a very lightweight and comfortable headset, so you can wear it all day long comfortably, and no Advil required at the day's end. You also get a great sounding headset that allows you to be heard loud and clear, and your callers won't hear all that noise that's going on around you. You get a headset that's constructed well using premium materials, so you can expect it to give you many years of faithful service. You also get a headset that provides you with 3 different wearing styles, which gives you wearing options, and if you're a buyer, you won't need to buy different headsets based on employee preferences. And finally, the HW540 is priced right at $69 and comes with a nice 2-year warranty. But if that $69 price is a bit more than you were hoping for, then here are a couple of ways you can lower that price. And I feel pretty safe in saying that most people like saving money. At least I know I do. So if that sounds like you, then here are a couple of money-saving tips. Now, tip number one, when you buy the Poly HW540 on our website, which is headsetadvisor.com, make sure to use coupon code BLOG when checking out. If you do, you'll get a nice discount. So make sure to use coupon code BLOG when you check out. Now, the second tip is this. If you're updating your current headset, why not trade it in for cash or credit towards new ones? Getting some cash or credit sure beats having a collect dust in a box somewhere or, God forbid, seeing it thrown out in the trash. Our listeners would never do that, right? So when you trade your old headset in, you'll save money and you'll help save our environment too. That's kind of a win-win sort of thing, which is great. If you'd like to learn more about this unique headset trade-in program, just go to headsetadvisor.com/trade-in. Once again, that's headsetadvisor.com/trade-in.
That wraps up today's show. We appreciate you tuning in and hope you received some value from today's episode. Make sure to tune in often because we have a lot of new content coming out that you won't want to miss. You can also check us out on social media for more content, special offers, and promotions. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you'll join us again real soon.